Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about people that compromise the standards of the Bible with the things of the world. Let's start the week thinking on those things today. These are people who will often be more of this world, laying up more for this life than for the one to come. If they walked in the light, they would behave as new creations in Christ Jesus with both ethics and standard. Instead, they are seed on the rock that as soon as the sun of persecution arises, they wilt and they fade away. So they leave the fundamental church because of 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves. That word fashioning has the idea of not emulating. Not emulating according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now, the former ways, the former things, God said, those were ignorant. Yeah, those things that the world was doing, those things that this world that were done by acceptable people, you might say, the respectable world, that really see, well, that's not that bad, and has that attitude about sin. Just understand, when you go back, you're fashioning yourselves according to those former lusts, and that was ignorant, God says. Now, if God says it's ignorant, it's ignorant. Every word of God is God-breathed. So it's not me calling it ignorant, although I believe God on that. I should believe everything of his word. I'm just saying that God says you're ignorant. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves, that is not emulating the former lust in your ignorance. Don't try to make your religion look like the world and put it in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead of obedience to the word, as seen in this chapter in verse 14, they fashion to the former lust. They emulate. Not fashioning, ing, a continuing pattern in their life. So what do? They call us legalists. They call us unloving. And run down everything we do, it seems like, every chance they have. See, Satan is a great deceiver, making them think that their compromise is spiritual. Now, the word compromise is not in the Bible, but rebellion is. And just like the word Trinity, the word rapture is not in our English King James, yet it's taught. And the Bible also teaches compromise is sin because it's on the same level as rebellion against the standard of righteousness, the standard that God has set. And we just want to just go a little bit from it, not far from it, but we do want to go a little bit from it. That is rebellion. And yet, we just change it a little bit. We put the Lord's name to it, so it'll make us feel good about it. Well, my friend, putting the Holy God's name to it, it's a greater sin. Putting the Holy God's name to rebellion is the greater sin. Now, our text said they went out from us, Why? Well, simply because they were not of us. And that should be plainly seen. They were not of us. Showing that they went out because they lacked love for us. Again, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest they were not all of us. Our text, 1 John 2, verse 19 says. Okay, now I believe that the love of the world is being shown here, because those are the verses preceded. This is context. We're keeping you in context. Now, we had, and other churches have done this, where we go through and you have a campaign and you have people that you just have on there, and about all they say is, I love my church. I love my church. And one after another will get on there and say, I love my church. And within a couple of years, because their flesh doesn't get satisfied, they're gone. Well, I tell you what, some of you that do that better be concerned about your spouse that says they love you now. They may find something else down the road and decide, okay, I loved you, but now I love this more. Now, there is a possibility they're not saved. Now, whenever, as a church, we revert to the flesh to bring them in to win them, we are not walking in the Spirit, rather in the flesh. It's not a liberty to do or grace to do. It's not an issue of that. Rather, it is an issue of being unwilling to pay the price of fasting, of prayer, of holy living, and studying the Word of God to know our Lord all the more. And they cannot see how Galatians 5, 17 and 22 through 24, that same chapter 5, rebukes their fleshliness, which is actually turning God's grace into lasciviousness. For he says in Galatians 5, 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary one to another, that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now, the flesh is always trying to get the Spirit to compromise. So there's always that battle going on. There is no compromise. God's Spirit will not compromise. Now, it goes on to say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Now, God does expect us to crucify the flesh. The flesh and the Spirit oppose one another. Again, there's no compromise. When you compromise, that is 100% flesh that is in control. But you are deceived. You can't see it because you're not spiritually discerning, because you're rebelling against the call to be holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, sometimes people change their values because of their children. I've seen some do it to keep peace in the family. I've seen others do it because they want to be liked and accepted by the world. But God expects us to crucify the flesh. And so, they went out from us because they were not of us. But we must know, and let me just say this. If you think I'm here defending something, I'm not defending something. I am, in a sense, defending the name of the Lord. I'm trying to preach His Word and teach it as it is, not to attack those that go out from your church because you're preaching the Word or standing on the Word. but to encourage you to just keep on keeping on. See, they will judge your motive. They'll call you a liar. You know, our president used the term fake news and has used it very well. And I believe that most often, very rightly. And look, that's been happening in churches down through the years. As a pastor, if you're going to preach the word, you're going to get, I've gotten it down for 40-some years now. I know what that's like to have that come at you with the false accusations, the lies, just down and down, just half-truths, everything else. Well, that's just the way it is, but you got to understand when those people are doing that, they have lost their spiritual discernment to walk in the flesh. And so we need to pray for those souls that somehow God would wake them up unto righteousness and true holiness. So what we must know is that right fellowship begins in the heart. When we seek the Lord in His Word, as we would for precious silver, then we seek the knowledge of Christ throughout the Word, as He gave it to His disciples. Now, I want you to think of this. Jesus, after His resurrection, is meeting with His disciples. And in Luke chapter 24, verse 47, it says this, "And beginning at Moses," yes, Genesis through Deuteronomy, "and beginning at Moses and the prophets, He expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning Himself." Okay, that was Luke 24:27. Then in verse 44, "And He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." That's the entire Old Testament. Jesus taught His disciples about Himself because the old scriptures testified of Him, as John 5:39 told us. Now, I've watched hunters, fishers, etc. look at magazines, and they see that thing they must have. A woman sees her magazine, and she must have that decoration in her house. Some will look at how to get the most out of this iPhone or this device, this mobile device or whatever it is. And they have to use it to impress or have fun, although they could have lived without it. Boy, they'll search diligently till they get that. They'll work hard till they grasp it. It's just like putting a pillow over someone's face and holding it down, and they begin to fight, and they're fighting you with all that. They'll even kill you to try to get that off so that they can take a breath. That's the fire and desire we need to have for Jesus Christ and His Word. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.